This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This is Neo Psych November, week number 3, and this week we're playing tracks from the so-called intricate sensory overload side of the genre. Welcome to episode 213 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the third week of Neo Psych November. Opening the show was Elephant Stone, with Sally Go Round the Sun. In the first week, we introduced the genre, and I played some of my favourite Neo Psych tracks. Then, last week, we looked at a selective history, and we took a deep dive into one of the genre's most important bands, the Brian Jonestown Massacre. On that show, I referenced the excellent Brian Howe review of the Black Angels album Passover that he wrote for Pitchfork. In that article, he articulates that, quote, psych rock generally takes one of two paths to derangement, intricate sensory overload or brutally stripped and repetitive sensory deprivation. Next week, we'll take a look at the stripped back sensory deprivation, but this week is all about the intricate sensory overload. But before we get into it, a Sonic Youth newscast. On episode 205 of this show, Triple SD, host of Free FM's very own electronica show Deep in Sessions, came on this show and picked a great selection of tracks from when he was a Sonic Youth. Now I've returned the favour on the latest drop of Deep in Sessions, which features an hour of my picks of obscure electronica tracks. So please do go and check that out, and the rest of the Deep in Sessions catalogue, and of course episode 205 of this show too. But back to Neo Psych November. I can't think of many better tracks to sum up the intricate sensory overload side of the genre than Sleepwalker by Moon Duo. Moon Duo is one of the three incredible psych rock bands led by Ripley Johnson. The other two are Wooden Ships and Rose City Band. More on that last one next week. I covered all three bands on episode 172. I think that's a really good one, so definitely check that out. His work in all three really fits into next week's show topic, as opposed to the louder and more intense psych we're focusing on today. But a real standout, and one of my favourite psych rock tracks ever, comes from an early Moon Duo album, 2012's Circles. That record's opening track, Sleepwalker, is this insane combination of neo-psych, shoegaze, and sitar-led acid psych. What emerges from the haze is this shimmery, mind-bending, and ear-splitting piece of neo-psych brilliance. Sonic Youth, and that was Moon Duo with Sleepwalker. Our next song is from another group that across albums can fit into both sides of the neo-psych sound. In week 1, I played a track named Pollution Rise by Chilean band Red Belmont, and described how it brought a Sabbath-like metal heaviness to the psych sound. This next band, a cymbal head and sunburst sound, achieved the same. The most demonstrative of that is the opening track from their album of the same name, The Awesome Incrano Plan. That album's opening track combines intense metal, by that I mean the Sabbath kind, not the corny crap, with acid psych. And then, 9 tracks later, the album closes with one of the most beautiful, laid-back neo-psych songs ever, which we'll play next week, and that's really a testament to this band's talent. They released 4 records in all, the latest coming in 2012. That final album is where we find our next track, Blue Wire.
Thank you.
That was Assemble Head in Sunburst Sound and their track Blue Wire. Next up, one of my favourite band names ever, LSD and the Search for God. They formed in San Francisco in 2005, and Andy Litz, Sophia Campbell, and Chris Fifield have been their consistent members among a revolving cast of other band members. They're really a shoegaze band, but bring in some neo-psych stylings into their sound. They remain cult favourites despite only having released two EPs, the first in 2007 and the latest in 2016. The 2007 self-titled release is my favourite. Track 2, I Don't Care, is the best song, takes a very intense My Bloody Valentine inspired shoegaze sound and combines it with some of the swirling guitar reverb and jangle that we hear from neo-psych. And the Search for God with I Don't Care. Next up is one of modern indie rock's greatest artists, Kurt Vile. By far Kurt's most neo-psychedelic album is the frankly perfect 2015 record, Waking on a Pretty Days. That album is led, of course, by Waking on a Pretty Day, the ultimate hazy summer's afternoon track, and certainly one with neo-psych influences. But the standout in the context of neo-psych is track 9, Snowflakes Are Dancing. I realised listening to this track recently that it's kind of the hyper-pop of neo-psych. There's the jingle jangle, the simple yet prominent drum track, swirling psychedelic sounds and bluesy guitar riffs, but it's all sped up to create what is ultimately a great pop song. So, with what I'd call hyper neo-psychedelia, here's Kurt Vile with Snowflakes Are Dancing. We'll be right back. With Snowflakes Are Dancing. Our final band is LA's The Warlocks. They have taken their name from the first names used by early incarnations of both the Velvet Underground and the Grateful Dead. They've released 10 studio albums since their 2001 debut, and while I haven't really done a deep dive into the group, I really dig some of their songs. The distortion-drenched dream pop ballad Song for Nico is a really great track, as is this next track, We Took All the Acid. This one takes shimmery neo-psych and brings in new wave-style dream pop. So to see us off this week, here's The Warlocks with We Took All the Acid.
Trying to unwind time, falling through the night.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.